Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Beis. Being up at the top of the page, fourth line, second one line, third one line, Gufa. Ros and Ratz and Acha Metzia. Let's say you saw people that are running after the Metzia. There's deer that can't run or these pigeons that can't fly. And then what happens is the owner of the field can acquire it because of the fact they're in the field. Amar Rav Yirmiyahu, Amar Rav Yochanan. That's if he goes and he's able to run after them and go and catch them before they're at. But matana, hey, what is the din when it comes to a matana? Does the recipient have to go and be able to reach it before it leaves the field? Kibble mine Rav Abba Bar Abba Bar Kahana. Afal pi sherotz acharim ve'in magian. He says that he's going to acquire it even if he's not able to go and reach it by the time it's going to leave. By Rava, Zarek Arnakiba Pesach Zev Yatzah Pesach Acher. Someone throws his wallet in through one doorway, and it goes out another. Mao, what's the din? Does the owner of this house acquire it or not? Rashi says the Zarek Arnaki, he threw it, Vehefkiru Lecholakotam, and he's Mafkir for anyone who gets it. Avir Shein Sofala Nuach, Kamunach Dami Olo. Let's say it's the airspace that's in the middle that's not going to come to rest over there. It goes through his space. So you start on one side of the guy's property, he throws it through the whole property. Kamunach Dami or that is considered like it's resting, was not considered like it's resting. Rashi says, "Kamunach dami v'karo balabayis harishon." Olav kamunach dami, it's not considered like it's resting. Amar le'Rav Papa le'Rava, v'amar le'Rava adabar amar asa le'Rava, v'amar le'Ravina le'Rava. Lav haynu masisin, isn't it our Mishnah? Rose and rotsan achar mitziv. We see people are running after it. This deer that can't run. Let's say v'amar Rav Yirmiyahu, v'amar Rav Yochanan, v'hushay rotsa charen magian. That's if he runs after and he's able to catch it. Rabbi Rav Yirmiyahu, b'matana yechutz din of matana. V'kibul minei Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, v'matana afal pishay rotsa charen magian. Even if you run after and you don't get it, it's still going to be yours. So see here also with this case of Rava, it should be acquiring it even though it's just going through the avir. Amalei, Mizgalgel Ka'amart. You're bringing me a raya from Mizgalgel? Shiny Mizgalgel to Kimunach Dami.
Something is rolling through, or something is, let's say, running
on the field, then it's like it's on the ground itself, but this never actually touched the ground.
Since it never touched the ground, you don't have a raya over here that it's going to be something that belongs to the Balabai. It's not the next raya.
Mitzias beno bitoketanim. The things that are found from the bito, the beno bitoketanim, these kids that are ketanim. Mitzias avdov shivcha v'shivchaso kenanim, and also the eved and shivcha kenani, eved kenani, eved shivcha kenani. What is the din? Mitzias ishto or of his wife? Harelu shalo. All these belong to him. They all belong to the husband. Rashi says that Beno Katan Bukumar Mefarsh, my time is going to explain. Bito Katana Biksuvas Yalfinan La Mikroi to Katana Vaf Naira Koshavanurela. Via everything goes to the father. Mitzias Adav Shivchatso Kananam Shalosh Share Gufo Kanurlo. His guf, the body is owned by him. Kanur Lamaske, the Sivin Sachatem. Mitzias Ishto Rabbanan, it's Kinule Mishum Eva. The Rabbanan established that because of Eva. That we're going to see on Amud Beis as Mesar Shas brings. All these Hari Elu Shalosh, they belong to him. Mitzias Beno Ubito Gedolam. But if they're gedolim already, it says avdushchal ivrim, evan ivri and shivcha and ama ivria, mitzias ishto shagirsha afa bishalona siksuba, or his wife that he divorced, he didn't go to ksuba yet. Harei elu shalahen, these all belong to them. They don't belong to the husband. Amar Shmuel mipnei ma'amar mitzias katan laviv. Already said the mitzia of a katan actually belongs to the father. Rashi says bishlama bito v'ishto time of the first lubim koma miksuva se lubino. Ella Beno, time am I. Those explaining suvas have the Gemara over there, but what's pshat that you say that the sons would be? Shabisha, Shamotzia, Meritza, Eitzal Ove, Ve'eno, Me'acher, Biyado. Because when a little kid goes and brings up an object, he runs and brings it to his father right away. Rashi says, Hilkach, Kishamagbia, Letarach, Ove, Ve'eno. When he picked it up, he did it for for his father, therefore belongs to the father. Frek the Gemara, the Meimer, do you mean to say the Sefer Shmuel? Shmuel holds Katan Leslie Zechil and Afshim the Raisa. Katan does not have an ability to be Zocha for himself. Mido Raisa, Vatayim, Lieutenant Braisa, Hasocha Sapol Yachid Ben Lacharov. If one hired a worker to work his fields, the worker's son can follow his father and collect the leket that he leaves behind. Rashi says, Yalaki ibn Acharav, Mutter livno shalpol, im anihu, lokot achar aviv, es leket anosha, the stuff that's left over there. Lamechza l'shlisha avia, lo yalaki ibn Acharav, but if the worker, he gets stuff from it, meaning he gets a half, a third, a quarter, because of his work, then his son is not able to go out and collect all of this leket. Just like the father's not entitled to it because of the fact that he's work, he owns part of this field, so to the son's not as well.
Either way, they go
they can get leket. For Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rav Yosi.
Shmuel says halacha is like Rav Yosi. Rashi says binka k'binka. The ima av asher ben ani v'zochel atzma. The father is this. The son is poor. He don't v'zochel to himself. Shmuel says halacha is like Rav Yosi.
Now, if you say a katan can be zochet something for himself, therefore, when the son goes and collects a leket, he's collecting for himself, and the father can go acquire the leket as a matana from the son. Right? However, if he's not able to be zochet for himself, but what he goes and acquires, it's really his father's. What he's collecting is for his father, but avua, Ashir, his father, is rich, and therefore he's rich, he doesn't get any leket. So why could there be malaket after them? Meaning, it seems to be saying that he is zochet for himself. Says Gemara, Shmuel, time of the Tana Didan Kamer. Shmuel, when he was saying that a katan is going to acquire for his father, he was explaining according to the Tana of our Mishnah, who says that which a son finds who's a katan belongs to his father. But he himself does not believe in such a thing. He says it's for the son himself. Says the Gemara, now hold on a second. Does Rav Yosi really say, because Shmuel says that Rav Yosi is able to go and collect it after the father, even the father's rich? Are you saying that Rav Yosi is of the opinion that a katan has a zechir midaraisa? We learned that when a chir is shota, the katan, go and they find something, there is gizela because of Dachi Shalom. Meaning you're not allowed to go and take it from them. That would be a problem because of the ways of a peace. Meaning Daraisa, they're not actually be able to be konet. So anyone's really going to go and take it from them. But the Chachamim said, hey, we don't want to start fighting over here. And therefore, it's us to go and steal from them. Rabbi Yossi Omer Gezel Gamar. He says it's straight up Gezel Gamar. Gezel Gamar. Rav Chisa Gezel Gamar Midivrayim. Rav Chisa says, let me do Rabbanan. You know, I was explaining Rav Yossi that it's considered Gezel Gamar Midirabbanan and says Rashi Mipnei Darchi Shalom, because Darchi Shalom, which means that Messiah of a Katan is actually doesn't belong to Midaraisa. So how could you say before that a Katan is Lizachim Midaraisa? Says Gamar, and Gamar says, Nafka Mina Lotzia Bedayanim. What's a Nafka Mina this is something, which is just Darchi Shalom, or it's actually Usir. But a derabanan to level, right? That is gezel gamar midirabanan. Either way, now they go ahead and take it. The difference is lotzia b'dayanim. It's going to take it out via the courts. That is Rav Yosi who's saying that it's considered a gezel gamar midirabanan. Then the court will go and take it away from the ganav and give it back to the chere shot of a katan. But according to the Kamu, says that it's usur. You know, so there shouldn't be fights. Then it wouldn't go ahead. The court wouldn't get involved in such a thing. But nonetheless, at the end of the day, it comes out that Rav Yosi doesn't say that a katan is able to be zocha midoraisa. Ella Amar Abaye says, what's pshat? Rav Yosi would allow the kid of the worker to go ahead and to do leket over there, even though his father's owning it. And we're saying now that it's really he's not konet, it's efforts for the father. Why would that be okay? Asu kamisha olchubo nemushas. They made the field like it was the nemushas went through. Nemushas were the old poor people that would walk very, very slowly at the very end, and they picked up whatever was left over there. And they made it like that. Da'aniyim gufayo machsi daitayo. With the aniyim themselves, they were mesiach dastam this. They gave up hope from getting it. Shabar. And we also say over here also that by the sharecropper, the father's that this kid's son is collecting all the the guy is going to pick it up. Therefore, they are miyayish from it. They give up hope from it. Now anyone's allowed to go and take it. After the mushas go through the property, anyone else is allowed to come and say it. Take. Amalei Rav Ada bar Masa Labai. V'chi muter l'adam harbitz ari b'soch sadeo k'dei shi'ira aniyam b'yivichu. Is it muter to put a line in the field in order that poor people are going to run away and they're not going to come take it? If you allow this kid to go walk behind them, everyone's going to be like, oh gosh, they already took it. They give up and they're going to take it. What's going on over here? How is this allowed? Elamarava, right? How could you allow this guy to go and bring his kid in there? People could think like this. Elamarava, Rava said, beep, turn the page. Yud, base, I'm a base. Also, Shane was Zoche, kiss Zoche. even though generally speaking we say that the kid's not able to make a kinyan, says Rashi, Alpha Bishin Likatan Zechia Bimakum Acher Kanasu Kazokov. Here they made it as if they are able to do such a thing. My time, how come? Aniyim Gufayo Nichalo. Because the poor people themselves, they're happy that this is a case, because it's going to be good for them.
That when people go and hire them to go and be sharecroppers, they're going to go and they're going to bring their kids with them.
And the kids are going to be able to collect this stuff for them. They allow this here. Kind of a common agreement that we're going to allow this to like go by so that everyone here can gain. Upliga, and he argues, Rav Chia Bar Abba, Shmuel, who said that the reason the Mishnah, that a cut and stuff belongs to the father, is because the son picks up for the father, argues on Rav Chia, the Amr Rav Chia Bar Abba, Amr Rav Yochanan, lo gadol gadol mamish, lo katan katan mamish. When it says gadol, it doesn't mean actually a gadol, it says katan meaning a katan. El gadol v'samech al shulchan aviv zeu katan, an adult whose somech he relies on his father's table, meaning he's supporting him, he's taking care of him entirely, that's considered a katan. And katan ve'enu samech al shulchan aviv zeu gadol, a katan that doesn't rely on his father, then is considered a gadol, and he can actually acquire it for himself. So he does not agree with the way Shmuel clearly is not agreeing with the way Rav Chia Bar Abba explains our Mishnah. Next part of Mishnah, Mitzias Avdei Shulchan Avriim. Let's see, you find these Jewish servants. Arei who shall ask what's theirs? Am I affecting them? Why? Lo hi ela poel. They should be like a poel, like a worker. Every time within a brisa. Mitzias Paul, that's one. Mitzias Paul, they belongs to himself. I'm at the room. When is that true? It was Mancha Omerlo, Nakesh Imi Ayom. When the worker says to him, weed for me today, Adoy Imi Ayom, or dig for me today, hired him for a specific thing, this is not taken away from him. If Al Omerlo, Asim Imalacha Ayom, do Malacha me today, the Mitzias to the Balabais. The Mitzia actually belongs to the Balabais. So here also, when it comes to the Jewish servants, man or woman, it should also be the same din over here, and therefore belong to the Mesta, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chiyabar Abba, Amar Yochanan, Hacha Be'evid, No Cave, Margolius Haskin. We're talking here with a slave who they drill holes in pearls. This is a very big buck here. Shane Rabba wrote to Lashanos HaMalacha Acheres. The master doesn't want to switch him to do any other work. Here, that is Shane Rabba wrote to the Shanoso. Hilkach lo nichale shiagbi lo mitzia de mitzia meula bedamea mischar bito malacha lo shriach. He doesn't want him. It's not nicha for him to go and pick it up for him, the mitzia for him, because a mitzia that's going to be more than the value of what he's getting paid because he's such a skilled work over here is not a normal thing to happen. Hilkach, therefore, he is for me. If it does happen, v'ashkech, and he finds it, shalahu, it's his. V'yashem l'rab, b'schar b'tula, and he has to pay the his master the amount of time that he spent not doing it. Rava Amar, Rava says, b'magbi mitzia imelachto askin. We're dealing with a case, our Mishnah is talking about a case where the servant picks up while continuing to do his work. He didn't stop. And since he didn't stop what he's doing over there, therefore, he can go and he can acquire for himself. Rashi says, Shalom bito klum. Papa Amar. Papa gives a third answer. Ha de Tanya Paul Mitzia le Balabayas, says Rashi, that Ha de Tanya Paul Mitzia so le Balabayas. Kigon Shisharo le Lakit Mitzios. The Bryce that says that one who finds it belongs to the owner, the Balabayas, is where he finds. Where the Balabais hired him to find things. Ve'echi dami, what's the case? Dafke agma bekavre. This is where, let's say, they have lake that has tons of fish that came out. Rashi tzafanar, it overflowed. Chutz le gedusav. Ve'tzafo dagim sham, the fish are all floating there. Kishiyafshu amayim. Hayotzim nitzav sham dagim arba. When the water goes down, they see tons of fish over there. Dafke targum. So this is when he went ahead. There's so much water over there. And in that case, that's a case where they would particularly hire them to go and find things. Therefore, the Matthias now would belong to the Balabais. Hi, Shifcha Hichidami. What is the case of a Shifcha? Shifcha. We're talking about a Jewish one, Amr Evriya. Idaisish de Cyrus, we're talking about sure there's two hairs, and always she became what's known as a Naira. Then my boy Begabe, why is she still by him? She's out. Vida lol, Isish de Cyrus, she doesn't do that, then E Se La'av, if her father's alive, Davuav. Then whatever she finds, it belongs to her father. And our mistress says that it finds to like we said, that if a katana goes to the father, and if the father's not here anymore, he's dunski. His Rashi says, my boy gabe adon tipik mine b'misas av. Right back in the Gemara, tipik b'misas av, she goes free. Dam reish lakish. Ama evriya kana la'atzma b'misas av mirashus adon mikavachomer. He gets out from a kavachomer, she is out. Says Rashi, what's the kavachomer? That is the parakamet kedushin. Ma simanim, when a girl reaches, she gets level, she gets simanim. Shemus yimishes av, she's not out of the rishus of the father. Motzim yimishes adam, out of the adon. Kidel finu v'yatzachinam eli meibargos ein kasef eli meinayos. Then mises av, she motzim yimishes av, she's out of rishus av. She ain't mo, she ain't morish lebana of ma. She's achta lo torah bebito she mai se yadea laachin kidel finu v'zachatam osam lebenechem below benosechem lebenechem ein odin shem. She goes out of the father. She says, for sure, it's going to have the rishus of the adon. So what's going on? Says the Gemara, the lavi tots of Reish Lakish, but didn't Reish Lakish? Isn't he knocked out? You're trying to bring a kavachomer, but didn't we knock him out over there? The Rashi says that the this whole din, right, the Goran Kedushin over there, it gets rid of Reish Lakish, and therefore when the father dies, doesn't take her out of the master of the adon. And therefore, when it says over here that it goes, she gets to keep it, it's talking about one whose father died. As Gemara, name of Mihai Nami Tehavi Tiyufta. Right? We should say that since Reish Lakish, we was knocked out, then we have no problem in our Mishnah. But let's say the Mishnah of ours is also a Tiyufta to Reish Lakish, because according to Reish Lakish, there's no case when the stuff would belong to her. Says Gemara, no. That's not a ray against Reish Lakish, because Leolam de Isilav. We can even say the Mishnah is talking about a case where the father's alive. And it's such a massive, really belongs to the Tata. What does it mean when it says Ari Shalahen that belonged to them? When it says that this Hebrew, this, you know, Yiddish Amma Avriya, that belongs to them. The Fuki the Rabbis is coming to exclude that which Rabba said. That is totally read wrong. Sorry, that is Lafuki de Rabba means to exclude that it goes to the master. Says Rashi, Lafuki Sheno Shel Rabba, Ella Shel Avia, it's her father's. Vakarli Shelahan, Mishum Daav Mine Kazach. You see, the father's getting it from her. Okay, so it doesn't really go to her. Mitziasi Ishto. Next part of the Mishnah said the Mitzia of his wife, for they're divorced, even though the Ksuba belongs to her. Gerisha says the Gemara. Gerisha, we're talking about the divorce. Pshita, obviously it's going to belong to her. What's Chiddush? Hachamai Skina, Begum Reshes. When divorced and not divorced. It's unclear. Reshes Kedon, Zarek La Gita, Safikar of Lot, Reshes Rabin. They threw the get, but it's a Safik when it's closer to him or her. If it's closer to her, the divorce, closer to him, they're not divorced. So that's where the kid over there. In that matzav, you would think that the husband could be able to go and get the stuff, but not. We say it's not like that. Tamar b'zeyam rishmol. Kol makom shemachal megareshev negareshev. Anytime you have that type of case, b'ayla chayiv b'mezonoseha, the husband has to go ahead and continuing supporting her. Rashi says, mishum hachi itzrich lashmina and demitziasa shalah. That's what we have to say that it belongs to her. The time of mayam rabbana mitziasa isha, right? Because why we say that it really belongs to her, because the husband is supporting her, and therefore we give him the stuff. But so therefore we think that it belonged to him. Therefore the Mishnah come tell us, no, actually, in this case, he is supporting it, she still gets it. So there's going to be fighting and Ava and upset and being all angry at her for that she's getting this and he's taking care of her. But here, Ava already exists. Since Ava already exists, because obviously he was trying to divorce her, therefore, we don't care that she should have to give them a tzios, and she gets to keep them a tzios, but he has to continue to take care of her because of the suffix whether or not they're divorced. Let's talk about finding a shtar chov. What's a shtar chov? Someone goes and finds a shtar chov, right? You find an IOU. It says, I, Reuven, O, Shimon, $100, or whatever it is. Im yesh ben mechreis nechasim, if there is in there a lien on the property, then that means to say that Rashi Shibit Karkos Shiigmahem, that if you don't do that, I'm going to go and take from your property. Lo Yachser, don't return it to the one who lent it. Rashi says Lachser Lo Yachser Taima. Well, we're going to see. Okay, fine. Lo Yachser Shebezin Nefroyman, because Bezin is going to go ahead and take money based off this written here. Eimam Mechayz Lachasim. But if there's no Mechayz Lachasim, there's no property that could be taken from it. Yachser, you go and you return it to the one who lent the money. Jane Bezin in front of me, because Bezin is not going to go and take it out from the person's hands. Div Rabbi Meir, this is the words of Rabbi Meir. Now, like Rashi just said, the Gemara is going to explain what would be the difference in these two different things? They say, you don't return it, and place a basin in front of him, because basin can go ahead and take and gather it from them. They can get payment from them, from their properties, based off this type of thing. Says the Gemara. What are we talking about over here? If you want to say we're talking about a case where you have, you know, A and B is saying, I do owe to A. That's what he's saying, I owe it. When there's you know, shibud karkos on this, why not return it? Hamoda, the guy already agreed to it.
I do owe him the money.
And now, if I don't have stuff anymore, he can go and be govim in the lekuchos, and everything is good and dandy over here. It says Rashi, im litrof lekuchos baba din, who tarfen, he's taking b'din. V'kashen chayav mo, that if he's not being maskim to it, that he actually owes anything over here. It's like, I don't owe nothing. Ki ein ba echreis nechasam ayachse, when there's no echreis nechasam, why still should be able to go and be, why'd you give back to him? The hitel govim mishabadei, okay, he's not going to get from nechasam mishubadim, but b'nei chari, migba gavi, he's going to start taking from things that are b'nei charin over here, and how can we go ahead and tell this guy to go give it to the creditor, when the guy who's supposedly the one who owes, he's gonna end up losing out now, and he's like, bro, I don't even owe anything over here. Leolam says, we're talking about the case where the person is mode. Yeah, B says, yeah, I do owe it. And here's the reason that you're not gonna do it. But he didn't actually borrow the money until Tishrei, which is 6 months later. Also, the mitzvah of Kuchos Shel Gedeles, he ended up going in the meantime between Nisan and Tishrei, he sold property. You know, that wasn't yet Meshubad because he didn't take the loan yet. And then they're going to be govim in the Kuchos from something which he's not allowed to be govim from at this particular state. So therefore, when we don't go ahead, we don't allow, even when he's admitting to it, when there's Shibin Nechasim, we don't allow to go ahead and to return it. We're really worried about that ihachi, then kol shtar does come on. Any shtar that comes in front of us, we should be worried about the same idea. Nechosh lehu hachi, we should be worried about maybe, you know, it was done at the wrong time, you're going to be govit from people you're not able to take from. Says Gemara, kol shtari lo rai. All shtaros, they don't have any sort of reyes, any sort of flaw that's inside of them. So there's no reason to start thinking about that. Hani rei, but over here, we're dealing with a case where it's a bit messed up already. And, you know, it got lost, and who knows if it's really true. And then in that particular case, that's when we're going to say that we're not going to go and allow to do it if there are mishubadim. Says Rashi, hova nafel isra de yesh lomer im hoya kasha hoya nizabo. It was really kasha shtari. They would have been very careful. The fact that we're careful that maybe it's not good, etc. Okay, we are going to stop over here, my friends. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.